Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you heard some good vibrations and you heard some really neat songs. We've got the singer that I always advertise on here as well. And also, I wanted to mention that there's a little weenie dog. He's kind of a Dachshund dog. His name is JR. He's going in for heart murmur surgery today. He's got a grade 6 heart murmur, so say a prayer for Jenna R. Billings off of Facebook. And little dog JR, he's going to need prayers today. And also, you heard Bethany Caudill, her latest hit single, No Shoes Blues and Drift Away, she recorded in the recording studio. You can find out more information about her stuff at BethanyCaudill.com, BethanyCaudill.com. I also have a website up. You can check out, you know, my different things going on and events. I'm still working on my webpage, Amanda Dowell, Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com. So you can check that out as well. I do readings. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, and also Starwaya at hotmail.com. We're going to do questions second half. Number to call in is 347-237-5339 or hit 1 on your keypad. You can also do it in the chat room as well. We'll be doing that second half of the show. We got a really cool topic today. My guest is from Florida. She's awesome. You can check her out at morganastar.com, morganastarr.com. She is my buddy and a really good friend. I can't wait to meet her in person because I think so highly of her. She's just such an amazing, fun, you know, angel individual that I love to talk to. And she has been following her healing path for most of her life. And she's a child of missionary parents in Africa. She was raised in the Christian church from their isolated mission site to the prime minister's home for formative in years, and at church camp to Bible college to marriage and children. So she wasn't really satisfied with the traditional religion in the 90s. So Morgana began to study and find her deeper spirituality with the divine, and then received her Reiki training, which woke up her psychic gifts from childhood. And at that point, she passed on the stuff and began talking to people about things like psychic prophetic messages. She remembered the words of Jesus, "These things I do, you too will do, and more." So she dedicated herself to the divine and always surrounded herself with white light and took herself on the spiritual path. So she continued taking more intense spiritual training in Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Indiana, and California. That's awesome. So that gives her a diverse background. We're very alike there. That's really cool. And she used her gifts to connect to people, many, many people, and also her past loved ones. And she tuned into totem animals and guardian angels and energy work. And she's been working with an angel called Anel, or Annie, I believe it's Anel. And Morgana has been working with her subtle conscious way since April of 2008. And she has been working in Florida, teaching many psychic development classes in Cocoa Beach. She also does readings by Skype and by phone. She's internationally known. She has a book out. She's the author of Angel Whispers, A Journey in the World with the Earth's Oldest Guardians, and a book called Angel's Legacy, which is really cool. I like that, Angel Whispers. I still have that book. And Morgana also teaches psychic development classes in Cocoa Beach, which is really cool. She has an awesome website, and she offers classes via the internet and the phone, so that's really good too. And she plays an active role also in paranormal research, so that's cool. You can check her out at morganastar.com. So again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We're going to go ahead and go live and talk about some things with angels and more and share some really cool topics. Welcome to the show, Morgana. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Amanda. It sounds like I've been a busy girl, huh? Because you're reading all about the things I've done.
That's just amazing, you know, that you I mean, we have to stay busy, I think, to really work on things and bring things out and bring our gift out and learn more. I mean, I learn every day from talking to clients. I learn from going out. I learn from, you know, just delving even deep into a class. So I think you're doing really well. I think it's amazing the things you've done.
Well, absolutely. We have to, when we have the attitude that we're a perpetual student until we transition, and then we'll be a student on that side as well. So it is important to get a lot of modalities under our belt. That's why I've created the Angelic Arts Institute to help people come to one place and connect and be certified in these modalities and have some other teachers as well. So we're bringing in some Native American teachers, some even Christian minister teachers, some others like this. So that our readers get a nice balance and really come up to the angelic level. By the way, you said Annel perfectly, girl. A lot of people.
I was just checking to be sure I got her. Yeah, I was making sure I got her name right because I do talk to her quite often. It's just we get so used to talking to each other that names, you know, and they're
names.
Funny. Angels aren't really that important. Important
mm-hmm.
to her, but I wanted to make sure I got her name correct.
Well, this is the name she uses in this time period, let me put it that way, because she's gone by many
right.
names of the feminine divine throughout the centuries of time. So she is not the counterpart of Haniel, which a lot of people keep thinking that she is because she chose this name this lifetime. But she is that feminine
mm-hmm.
aspect of the divine source. So she's the mama god. So this
right.
is why I work directly with her because, as you well know, we can get some different messages that aren't particularly clear when we work with guides because they have their own agenda. They have their own vibration that isn't as high as the highest of the arcs. So that's why I bypass them a lot of times, although I will bring through the messages that they want to see when they want to give to their loved ones. So it's a
yeah.
transitional thing, and we're going through such a mass awakening right now. It's incredible. People's gifts are turning on. They're hearing things. They hear bumps in the night. They see flashes of light. They're not sure what's happening. They're getting precog premonitions, and then they're not sure what to do with it. It scares them. So that's why if you learn to use your gifts and stay out of fear, and knowledge surpasses fear. So when you understand more what's going on, I think you and I were talking about Mercury retrograde. April the 9th.
Right.
And a lot of people freak out over Mercury retrograde. But it is a time of rest, to recharge, to plan, to renew, and then you're ready to move forward as soon as it goes direct again. So it's actually a good time. And those that don't understand Mercury retrograde, Mercury is the planet of communications, and it physically will be going backwards. So it will affect phones and computers and cash registers. So even the muggle mundane community will experience a backlash of Mercury retrograde. So it's good to be aware of that, especially for people. I'm sure, Amanda, you have times that you're phone or computer just goes haywire anyway because you've just tapped into some high energies and the technology doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, for me, what's really funny about me is it happens, you know, during Mercury retrograde, I can say things have gone crazy, communication's been weird, radio's messed up, but also even without Mercury retrograde, just when you're tuning into that higher vibration.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you can be really tuned into this high vibration, and what happens is it messes with your technology anyway. You could be, you know, booted
right.
across the rainbow or who knows what, and that's okay. That means you're in good hands.
Well, what people need to understand is it is a frequency, this high vibration
right.
that we're talking about. And so when you meditate, you're raising your vibration. Your physical body is actually vibrating. That's why people feel spacey. And I'll notice when I do guided meditations with people, the ones that are really getting that are rocking back and forth because their vibration is shifting. And we have to raise it so that the people on the other side can get through to us because they're trying to lower their vibration to reach us. So it's
right.
almost a joint effort with that. And what I think is really cool, Amanda, is in the Bible, of course, you know, I've had the Bible college background, it speaks about the rapture. And it speaks about two are walking and one disappears and the other is left. Well, what's interesting to me is the rapture has already started to occur. And it has occurred through millennia of time, but especially now it's happening more and more. So what that means is the higher vibration, you'll vibrate right out of somebody's sight. I can't tell you how many times I've
yeah.
been in a group of people and I walk up to someone and say hi and they jump out of their skin. They go, oh, I didn't see you there. Well, I wasn't trying to
mm-hmm.
hide. It was just a different vibration. And a lot of my clients that meditate regularly find the same thing happen. Yeah, the angels really
yeah,
want
and that's,
to
that's
talk
amazing.
About meditating too. I love this, Amanda, because when I talk to spiritual people like you, it's like a muse. So it kicks in, the angels are like, okay, this is what people need to know. And it's kind of like exercise. People don't want to exercise, but it is important for the physical body. People don't want to meditate, but it is important for the spiritual body. So what
right.
they're saying is people need to get serious about meditating because it's kind of like everything's shifting, whether we want it to shift or not. So you better get ready or it's going to be harder and harder for people, especially those that feel led to doing something in their life. And a lot of you listening, that's your goal. You're like, what am I supposed to do? I know I'm supposed to make a difference in this world. I don't know what it is, and I don't really understand it. I do Akashic reading / soul path that will trace when you first evolved as a soul, could or could not be on this planet, all through all your lifetimes. And it's very interesting as a person does that, how the themes come up over and over again into bringing everything to a higher level this lifetime and this year. If you didn't deal with your stuff last year, which people should have, you're going to be in big trouble this year. So get it done now. And that's what the message of the angels are. We're here to help you. We will give you step-by-step guidelines. And they're telling me, Amanda, that you do the same thing as I do. You give people homework. Do this, do this, do this. This will make your life better. And
absolutely.
Then they have a guideline. And it's downloaded. We don't have a clue what we said afterwards because it wasn't
yeah.
our message. That's what a pure channel does. So that's I don't know. They were just real passionate about that real quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am the same way. And people say, do you remember saying that? And what's fun about that is a lot of times if they're given homework and they don't do it, I'll be given that message again to
yes.
give to them. And if they have done their homework, you know, it'll kind of come back in as like a real brief aha moment
right.
for, you know, a little while, but I won't keep it because, you know, I'll go on. Sometimes I can remember their situations, but a lot of times what happens, you know, when I read the person just like you, it's just
uh-huh.
given and then it's gone and that's it.
Yeah, and with the other thing that I always am humored by because of our angelic team, I'll have someone who'll get a reading by Dana, and then they'll get a reading by me, and they'll say, Dana just told me that. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't talk to Dana. And they'll know I didn't talk to Dana because there was no time to. And So it's a pure message from spirit. So that helps.
Yeah, it just
understand.
Means you're on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Right. And when it becomes so strong in your life that you have to do this, and you know, as I was listening to you tell a little bit of my bio, which is it's not that this is something that was a passion for me or something I wanted to do or it made me happy. The best way I can describe it is if I want to take another breath, that urgency of taking another breath is the urgency I feel with this angelic message that we have to give people. And why that I'm spending so much time and energy building this global company that will be mainstream, because angels are mainstream. 80% of people believe in angels, and people are looking for answers. And that's why people are calling you as your angelic guide. Oh, by the way, that little dog's going to be fine. It's funny, you were talking about the wiener dog.
Oh, the little
dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and
yes,
I have one
he's
sitting
adorable.
On my...
He's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel really good about what he's going through. He'll come out of it really quick. I have a little dachshund. I've been bringing him into work lately, so he's laying on a chair next to me as we speak.
Oh, isn't
they
that
have
sweet?
So it was a synchronicity that you mentioned the dachshund at the same time, and I could just hear the angel saying, oh, he's going to be fine. Gonna be fine, but you know we worry about them. They're our little children, so
yeah.
And that you're connected in that way. That's why you're a good animal communicator too.
I've been that way since I was little, and yeah, I talked to angels and animals when I was a little girl,
right.
And that purity has always just been there. And I don't,
right.
You know, like some animal communicators will get pictures. I do too. But I actually hear the voice of the animal because I was so connected to that vibration just as a little girl. I thought
right.
It was the coolest thing in the world, and Snow White was the only thing I really had to, you know, differentiate it to. But see, little
what?
Kids, and when
That's
you go to that frequency, like you said, it's that high vibration. And this little dog just ended up on my Facebook years ago. And I just kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, followed him, and his
mm-hmm.
owner, I guess, is an animal communicator too. But she always just put up things he would say, you know, oh, he says this or that. And I just look at him and kind of, you know, read him. And so, you know, that's great that he's going to be fine.
Okay,
and I appreciate everybody's prayers and stuff. But, yeah, that's a natural frequency like you were talking about. You turn that frequency on. I've just always been at that frequency.
Right. And for me, it's hard to turn it off. I was in PetSmart the other day, and I turned the corner, and I was just, I looked down, I saw this little Cocker Spaniel just looking at me, wagging its tail, and I didn't even think. I just said aloud what I heard him say, and I said, you have too many cats in your house? And then I looked up at the owner on the other end of the leash, and she goes, yeah, we have 10 cats.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, I'm an animal communicator, so that's why I blurted that out. She goes, well, I'm taking a mommy day with him today because he's just a little overwhelmed by all the cats. So, you know, you get in that space, and it's just kind of hard to not be there. So it's
– Right.
But it's a beautiful place to be. I mean, animals teach us about unconditional love. And they heal.
They heal
the hearts of people so much. But I want to get back to Mercury retrograde with the angels really quickly, because we're doing special angel Mercury retrograde readings, and just to help people through that time. Of course, they always say don't sign a contract, yada, yada. But if you've started something, they'll be looking at what you want to start before Mercury goes into retrograde. And if it started, then you'll be fine. We've got something pretty exciting that I will be sharing in the future publicly with everybody that we've already started last week. So it may launch during Mercury retrograde, but because we started it now, it'll be very successful. And it's going to be a way for everyone to be able to be an active part in the angelic movement. So that's one thing. But just take the time to rest. Take the time to plan. And that's what I'm seeing, what we're doing with our special Mercury retrograde reading with our angel communicators. We will be bringing in information from them on how you specifically can get the most out of Mercury retrograde. So when it goes direct, you'll be ready to go full charge and be recharged and rested and ready to take on the world.
That's
oh,
really good.
You mentioned the website.
That's wonderful.
We have a new website we just put up. And so we're going to be doing a lot of tweaking to it. So people go there. There's a free gift to sign up for our newsletter and check it out. There's also another free gift in there on a video on how to protect your energy field. How have you been doing, Amanda, with the energies coming in?
I
protection,
love the stuff
because I know
that
you're
you,
an empath.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. I love the stuff that you share about protection, you know, about
mm-hmm.
just using that energy. I've really started using that, and I found that when I actually got that little pendant, which I love, that it's
mm-hmm.
easier to work with, you know, the energies. I mean, I still do that protective prayer that you do. I have
right.
another one that I do by Michelle White Dove, the Metatron.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I find that when I do all of that work together,
right.
it's amazing. I mean, so I do the work that you have put up as well. I mean,
good.
There's so many different protection prayers and ways, but I tell people, you know, just use what works for you that's best.
Absolutely.
And I find that the guidance you give is very, you know, it's user friendly, it's good, and
mm-hmm.
I've had people come to me saying, "Oh, teach me, show me how to do, you
right.
know, this or that."
It is simple, and that the angels do teach it how to do it simply. There are some new ones. So anybody that has been using that Pyramid of Protection, which is on MorganaStar.com under gifts, and feel like you still need a little extra, get with me. I'll give you some of the new information, and I'll make sure I do that with you, Amanda, as well, because as we move ahead into this new energy, some forces don't like what we're doing. We're giving people freedom. We're giving them tools for free will. And the other side, so to speak, isn't happy with us. So we have to do a little
mm-hmm.
more warrior work. Some of it I do for people because they're not quite ready to do it themselves. But some of it is things that they can do and protect their energy field in a different way. The other thing that is important for people to understand is old books written more than 5 years ago are just that. It is old energy, old modalities. So growing your roots to Mother Earth is only going to cause you grief. And cut those roots because as an empath, you're going to feel Mother Earth's pain. This is why the Pyramid of Protection is so important. And that was downloaded by the angels. And like I said, she's upgraded it a little bit. I'll be getting that information out soon. New modalities, we're getting ready to do, working on putting together a new Angel Whispers 2. And on that note, we're accepting angel stories from people. If you have a story where an angel has saved your life or came and given you a message or something that you feel like would be help for mankind, send it to us. It doesn't have to be done really neat. We have editors. And for just $100 submission fee, we will make sure that it gets published on our blog, and it will be a high consideration to go in the Angel Whispers 2 book so that we can really.
That's really good, Morgana. I might have to.
Out. Oh, absolutely.
I might have to write another. And do that because I've been really led, you know, to do more of that. I think that is wonderful that you are, you know, putting wonderful stories out there and helping people and guiding them. You know, it's amazing. It's really helpful to people.
Well, and thank you. And you're doing the same thing. And that's why light workers are starting to unite. And like you said, we're going to have a conversation after how we can really unite companies so that we can make a difference in the world. Our vision is to have Angels Oasis all over the world, and also to have even a 100-plus acre treat somewhere. We're well on our way because of our backing. We're working with the people that made Chicken Soup for the Soul Big and the Secret Big and more. And if anyone's interested in finding out more about it, just contact me at Morgana at MorganaStar.com, and I'll arrange a phone call and share that information, because we want to incorporate healers and readers and other people that are going to make a difference in this world. World needs us right now, and we need to unite.
That's right.
Wingtip to wingtip, we can cover the pain of this world and heal them.
That's right. I love how you shared about Mercury retrograde and how people can, you know, work with that and use energies and work with the angels. That's just beautiful, since we're getting ready to go into that. And I love what you shared today.
Well, and I think fear is the biggest tool of the enemy, if you want to say. So a lot of people freak out about Mercury retrograde. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be terrible. No, look at it as a vacation. So prepare for your vacation. Back up your computer. Make sure you've got everything, your I's dotted, your T's crossed, everything's all in order. And then you're just going to take a breath, and you're going to relax. Because if we're not enjoying the journey, Amanda, why are we doing it? Earth is not a schoolyard. Earth is not a schoolyard. Earth is a playground, and we need to start playing, and we need
to start
playing with each other, playing nicely, and all together. So, I'm excited, obviously, you can tell by some of the things that we're bringing out to the world, and so many other amazing, we had an astrologer come in that uses the planets to line up with your chakras, and he weaves numerology into it. He's incredible. I'm just really thrilled. People are being drawn. So we're going to talk about bringing his curriculum on board. A master crystal healer coming on board. So it makes for a great team. So that the world can be helped. Because not everybody's going to be able to deal with my wacko energy. And then they're going to want somebody that's a little calmer, or they're going to want something else. And that's cool. That's what makes us strong, is our diversity. So it really is an exciting time. And if we remember that, then we won't stay in a place of worry and fear.
That is just beautiful. And it's the same way when we get into catastrophic things. You know, people talk about, you know, like in Florida, there's the, you know, hurricanes and things that happen like that. Here it's tornadoes. You know, I had a really wonderful story happen with a tornado here. I've never been in one. I mean, it's the known thing from Missouri, but there was one touching down in the area I was in. I've lived in for maybe 2-3 years here in this part of Missouri, but they've touched down in St. Louis too. But up here, it was touching down. Everybody was all worried about it. And I did the same thing. Like you said, you just prepare for a vacation. You send it love and light. You pray. You don't go, oh my gosh, it's going to touch down and, you know, hit your house and what have you. It didn't even bother anything, you know, but yet they're like, oh, we see it, it's spotted, you know, they're scared. The same thing with the hurricane, you know, and it's the same deal with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome.
Well, it is the same deal, but we could have a whole show on storms because that's a little different. And the reason they wouldn't, they're not going to let a tornado come and bother you right now because you've aligned yourself with an L's energy. We haven't had a, a hurricane hit near where I've been since I moved to Florida. We had a close call.
That's amazing.
But, again, that's another story because there's
another
a specific
story
way that you can move storms. Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. I've just known about, I've just known about visualization and prayer. I just thought I'd share that, it's like feeding the fear. It's like feeding the energy. I just thought I'd share that little tidbit. Don't feed it.
Well,
pray about it.
Yeah,
you know,
but I want to say something else that I think is important. You can send us all the love, but if somebody's walking into your house with a gun, what are you going to do? Are you just going to say, oh, I'm going to send you love and light? Excuse me, I'm pulling out a gun and I'm shooting you. So
yeah, not a good, not
that
a good
is
idea.
The difference. That's the difference with the warrior energy. You will protect your own. You will protect your space. You say, this is my boundary. No, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in a hurricane coming here while I live here, so go away. Up and out, get out of here.
Exactly. Get out
so
of here.
So the same thing happened to you with your tornado, whether you realize that or not.
That's
so
interesting.
You're shifting.
Sophie, I learned a new I learned a new thing today. And everybody else did,
too. I'm not a fluffy bunny angel, Amanda.
No.
You know?
Well, and you know,
No, you're not.
Sure, but that is a good point. Protect your boundary. I do that, too, in different ways where you have to set boundaries also, you know, in the clientele world. But, you know, that's a whole other topic, too. But thank you so much for sharing about Mercury retrograde. We've got some good callers here, so we're going to take a really quick break and come back, and then would you like to take some callers?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, we will take a really quick break. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. We'll be right back. Morgana, my guest is Morgana Starr. You can check her out at morganastarr.com, morganastarr.com. My website is Amanda Dowell with one L, psychic-healer.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back to take your question. See you in just a moment.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Keep it.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can also check out ggmradio.com. My guest is Morgana Starr. You can check out her stuff at morganastarr.com, M-O-R-G-A-N-A-S-T-A-R-R.com. Number is 347-237-5339 for the radio and your question. Hit one on your keypad. We're going to bring Morgana back now, and we're going to take your calls. Welcome back to the show, Morgana.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, Amanda.
Oh, I love having you. You're wonderful. We're going to get started with our first caller, which is area code 424. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you today?
Hi, good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Morgana. I'm doing well. How are you ladies today?
We're doing great. Can you tell me your first name and what your question is, honey?
Yes, my name is Lynn, L-I-N. And my question is kind of on the basis of love and romance. Can you tell me anything about the man I'm going to be with or when we'll meet or just anything at all about him?
Okay, so, and you said it's Susan?
No, Lynn.
Your name?
L, yes, L-I-N, Lynn.
Ren, okay, okay.
Yes,
so
Lynn.
What they're telling me, Ren, is, okay, yeah, I'm trying to understand why they said a big no at first, but they're explaining the reason is they said you're cut from a different cloth. You don't see things quite the way that everyone else does. So what they mean by the no is they want you to think outside the box with this relationship that's coming up for you, because the one that's coming is not going to be typical. It's going to be way outside the box of what and will fit into your energy very well.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
You
think
need a different
me
support
kind of unusual.
Group.
Yeah.
You are. And this is a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda and I love
unusual
people. So, isn't that interesting? They said you just sing a different song. So someone has got to fit your vibration and lift you up. You are a threat to a lot of the male species. Because your energy is so intense. But you have a softness and a gentleness about you, too. And because of that softness and gentleness, they think they can step over boundaries. This is what the no is. No, you cannot do that.
Yes.
No,
you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's kind of like, go sit in the corner, you were a bad boy.
Yeah, so go over there and sit down, and you can't cross boundaries. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. So what they're saying is it's going to be somebody that has more of a pagan leaning, that has understands the goddess, and is going to understand I can bow and I can worship the goddess. And if I honor the goddess first, the goddess will honor the god in me, but not for that purpose.
Yeah.
A really strong man understands that he gets his power from a supportive woman.
Okay.
And his power sometimes is lifting the woman up. because it is time for the goddess. Honey, you've got so much to say.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go on and on. They've got so much to say about you. you have a voice, you have a message, and it needs to get out there. Mm-hmm. And what's happening, here's your thing to look at when a guy comes around, is if you're tired after you've talked to him, don't ever talk to him again.
Okay. Okay.
You don't feel recharged. No, you don't have time for that. Because he sees sparkly, shiny, pretty. Oh, let me siphon some energy. Basically, you have been attracting psychic vampires, and they said no more.
Yeah.
So they're also saying you're going to go through what they're calling a dry spell for about 6 months.
Okay,
but
that's
a dry spell, so that you can really embrace who you are and stand firm and tall. And you got to do your writing.
Okay.
Like I said, we could go on and on. One thing
okay.
I didn't say yet on the show is 15% off. Anyone that mentions this show gets 15% off readings from anybody from Angels Oasis. That's either me, Dana, or one of our other amazing readers that I've trained.
Okay.
So anyway, I hope
you.
That helps.
Oh,
you
have been so helpful, Morgana. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Blessings,
you're welcome,
ladies.
Thanks.
Have
bless
a great day.
You, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller looks like a Scott caller. We have 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda? Hi, Morgana.
Doing well, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, honey. What's your first name, sweetie?
It's Sandra.
Sandra? And what's your question?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a little bit of a dilemma I have to sell a property, and I just would like some angel advice here as to which one I should sell.
Oh my
Whether
gosh.
It's the one that I'm, if you have any.
Well, they're telling me the answer. I'm trying to understand what they say. They said, move it over a little to the right. So I don't know what that means with which property. So I'm like looking at your properties. And if I were to look at a map of your properties with north being up at the top, then it's the one on the right.
Okay,
does that make sense? Does that help?
North. I'm facing north. So the one on the right is the one that I'm actually living in.
Yeah.
Which is because it's the units are side by side.
You need to get out of that one. I'm sorry. I know y'all
okay.
like you want the job of moving, but they said get out.
Get out of the one I'm living in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You are going, when that happens, everything's going to click into place. There's like some blockage that's holding you hostage with where you're living now.
Yeah.
And when you move out of there, I'm getting chills all over. Oh my gosh. Everything's going to change in your life. Let it go. Get out of there.
Well, my daughter just
Does that
called
make sense?
Me. My daughter just called, and she's pretty intuitive as well. And she said, Mom, I think you need to sell the one that you're living in.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
So
double confirmation.
All right. And if you need any help with that or clearings, I do those remotely. And so do my my associates on Angels Oasis.
Yeah,
so
fine.
We
I
could
do,
clear it
yeah.
and shift some energy. Do not smudge. Do not smudge. No sage.
Oh, don't smudge. Huh?
No. That's an old teaching as well. Only smudge if you're doing Native American stuff. Smudge only for, because you're going to upset the spirits. It's like blowing smoke in grandma's face. So you'll upset the good ones as well as the bad ones. The best thing is to use like lavender scent. It's a high vibration. If you need to clear it out and you don't want to hire one of us to do that, we can, on my website, you can download the symbol, a Nell symbol that Amanda was talking about. She wears a pendant.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very powerful. It will clear the
energy.
It's
really powerful.
Having a few of those in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Morgana, you did some work for me before.
Okay.
I don't know
awesome.
That you. I don't know if you remember. So I know your symbol, and actually,
okay. awesome.
So the thing I learned to do clearing is to use frankincense, myrrh, and sage. And
frankincense and myrrh is okay, but don't do the sage.
No sage, though. What about lavender?
Lavender's good. Put lavender
okay.
in it. That's a higher vibration. It's a sweet smell, so it's kind of like an offering.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been using it because I don't have the sage. So isn't that interesting? Perfect.
Oh, good. They were taking care of you.
Yeah.
Yay. All right, Sandra. Let me know
Thank
if I can help
so
you
much.
In any other way. Thank
Thanks,
you,
Morgana. Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate it. Lots of love to you both.
Thanks, Sandra.
Love to you.
You too.
You.
Okay, our next caller is area code 314-650. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, ladies. My name is Marietta.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Rose Fullhorse, cousin. I know you, Amanda. I've met you.
I remember you.
Yeah.
I met you, too. That's awesome. Hi.
Yeah. I just got your message. It was yesterday, and I was on the phone with my cousin, so I kind of missed half the show, so I kind of missed the retrograde when that's coming in. But that's okay. Anything that what you guys talked about was things that's already going on with me, so I kind of was, you know, I'm writing it down. But my question is, okay, I heard some about not signing stuff, okay? My husband passed away June 1st. Okay, fighting all the insurance companies, all of them. I got a lawyer, and it's nobody can even believe it. I can't even see it. Didn't see it coming. My home was supposed to be paid for. Okay, we had, you know, life insurance on the home. They're fighting me. I'm getting to where I got to get out. You know, I have 6 acres. It's a little too much for me. You know. I'm just been mentally blocked, okay? And I just heard you about this woman, you know, and I was just like, oh, Lord, have mercy, you know. And I was like, I get it, you know. And I'm wanting to know, and I have like 6 generations of stuff in my house. I have a huge house. I had a house full. My father, my kids, they moved back home with grandkids. You can just imagine, okay? And when they move out, they left it. I'm a little overwhelmed, not a little, a lot, okay? Found Friday night, decided just to get out of the house, okay? I mean, I have just been, like, hibernating, we'll call it that. Scared, fear, you know, and ran into a friend, and she hooked me up with a estate sale guy, and my friend mentioned it about a week ago. I was like, that's it. This is how I, because otherwise there's just no physically, mentally way possible I can do this, you know. I have to downgrade like 90%, we'll call it that. And I'm wanting to see what you see. I mean, that if this house is with the lawyer, it is going to go, they are going to honor it. Paid for it for 20 years, over 20 years, life insurance. And about the state, you know, state sale. And because I'm getting there, you know, where I'm like, I got to be realistic, you know.
Okay, so honey, let's fine tune so I know what your question is. What exactly are you asking?
I'm wanting to know
if it's all going to go.
Is the house? Yeah, the house going to be paid for, and is it going to sell?
There's still some blockages that are causing that not to happen, and as things are set right now, you're still going to have a lot of challenges. There is some closure that needs to happen with your husband. I picked up on that right away from him on the other side. I'm not even sure that he's crossed. He feels trapped. And I would love to see him get to the light, to heaven, because I don't feel like he's there right now. He could be
Steve,
in between.
Do you think I'm keeping him here? Because he knows how
it's
much.
Not your fault. No, it's not you. It's something else. And it's a pretty easy process, but there's some other blockages around you personally, and that's what it's exhibited. Honey, you have such a beautiful heart, and you're always giving and you're helping. And those are the people that go under attack from some other forces. You really need an energetic clearing, and we could clear your dad and get him moved out, or your dad. Why did I say
my
that?
My dad would... I think my dad is here because my dad passed away.
So we really got to get that. There's an energetic clearing that needs to happen. So it'd be best if you could set an appointment with me. Like I say, I'm doing a 15% off right now. So that would be a good time. We could get
Amanda,
that cleared
you can help
at least
me
an hour.
Rose, correct?
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Organa.
But as things stand, it's going to be a struggle. So I would love for you not to struggle.
I know.
So we can give you the tools.
That's all I've been doing is fighting.
I know, and it's hard to breathe. I mean, I tune into your energy and those around you, and it's like cut off at the throat. So let's see what we can do to help you. We should get it flowing really quickly, but we really need to do a clearing.
Okay, amen. And now,
okay,
what about the lavender and the putting the lavender?
That's
going
to help, but it's not going to be all you need.
Right.
For some people, it is, but you've got a lot of heaviness from a lot of other spiritual activity around you, and I'd want to deal with that.
Yes, since I was a little child.
Right.
And who's around? I don't know, and which I do. I say, you know, St. Michael, you know, because there's been times, and I'm not sure who and what, but I know it's not good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
But my husband, now, this makes sense. My husband told me he thought he was going to have me taken care of. Okay. You know.
Right.
I was good.
Well, see, we can fix that. That's all fixable.
And he didn't want me to sell this place. So is that maybe blocking it?
No, there's a lot more. It's very deep. Your stuff is really deep, honey, and I don't really want to. It's very private as well.
Okay, gotcha.
So I really don't want to do this over the air.
Be better in a private session. I agree.
Right.
And
I know we're limited on time here. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I do it over the phone or Skype. I do those.
Right.
I do have clearings, can do them, whatever we need.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
And
bye.
I will contact you, Amanda.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Blessing. All right. Our next caller is area code 707-563. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How can we help you? Going a little slow.
Hello.
Hi.
We're having some technical. Hi, are you on the air?
I think it's
707.
Hello.
Okay, it's not cut off yet. Going a little slow here.
Could be
the weather. Are you still here, Morgana?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. We'll try it again, see if we can get her to come on here.
I think Marietta's still here,
too. Our switchboard's freezing a little bit here. Could be the weather.
Yeah.
I may have to re-download the switchboard here. So, yeah, that's very helpful, Morgana. Everything that you've talked about, how there's, you know, different things coming up and new things and new energies and new teachings. I love that.
Right, right. And that's, you know, we're working on downloading that, and I know you are as well. So I'm looking forward to doing some more work with you directly and having you part of our angelic movement.
That's going to be really fun. I look forward to, you know, really working with that. I'm just re-downloading the switchboard here so we can see if maybe we can get better action here than what we were having a minute ago. And then we had somebody in the chat room, but they haven't come back yet, so hopefully this will come up here in just a minute. Right now it's just loading the switchboard again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't do technology while I'm doing all this other stuff, so.
Oh, I know. It can get out of hand, but maybe the person in the chat room can ask her question. Dove for Peace, she's got a question. She said, okay, I can type that while we're waiting on the switchboard. That'd be helpful because we could get that done since that's up right now.
Okay, cool.
So I'm waiting on her to type her question. She says, hi, Morgana and Amanda. So we're that far. Hopefully we'll get the switchboard back online here.
That's funny.
Her question is about work. She's wanting to change jobs.
Okay, I'm hearing a not yet. She needs to wait about 3 months, a it's just, they said it's not ready, it's not time to jump ship yet, and make sure you don't burn bridges when you do. So, but it is,
okay,
there will be a change coming in. So just hang in there, and it will come across the, it'll just kind of come across your radar. You don't have to do any more than you're doing now, except setting that, you know, just keep holding that intention that you're looking for something new, and it's going to come across.
Awesome. And she's kind of wondering why 3 months and how does she stay in her power?
I have no idea why 3 months, just because that's what they said.
That's what I was going to say. That's because that's what they said.
Yeah, but staying in your power, get on my website, download that pyramid of protection, put it around you, not just you, but around the place where you're working, either if it's an office space or even if it's a cubicle or even if it's an open space, just keep it around you. And put it around the whole place that you work because it'll raise everybody else's vibration. And just understand you're playing a game and don't let someone take your power. Just in your mind, sometimes it's a little game I'll play, is thinking, I know something you don't know, but I'm not telling you. So you can just smile like you're up to honoriness and know that it really doesn't matter because you're not going to be there that much longer. Just don't show them your hand. That's what they're talking about by not burning bridges.
Yeah, that's a very powerful message to, you know, have her do that because, you know, that's just going to help her along the way, I feel. And
absolutely.
That's going to give her more.
And it will create karma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, she says, I like that. I like that a lot. Yay. So we're doing
good.
Real good with
good.
That. It looks like she's got some really positive information there. I'm still waiting on this to come up. And it may or may not because it's acting up today.
That can
just like
also
you said,
be a message from the universe. Yeah, yeah. We're
mm-hmm.
starting to go into the blue phase of it, so it does act up a tad. So I wouldn't, you know. Down, maybe she can send
a
message later.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
Yep, absolutely. I know we had some more callers, but we may have to just end it if it doesn't pick up here because it's about that time anyway. So if it doesn't
Alrighty.
Give within the next few minutes, we'll just let everybody go and we'll come back
and
on again.
And then they can call the next
time. Some more. Absolutely, or they can take advantage of you know, making an appointment with you, which would
right.
be fabulous, you know, because you have a lot to share. There's a lot of neat things on your website. You've got a lot of good, positive things that, you know, people need to can look into
and
download
and
listen to.
And I do have a couple of other readers, too, that aren't listed on the website later or right now. So the prices
mm-hmm.
for the readings, like I said, are 15% off if you mention the show. And they go from anywhere from $45 for half an hour to my price of $135 for half an hour. So
wonderful.
You just, it fits everybody's pocketbook. And they're trained by me. They're amazing, embedded by me. So take advantage of that. See how the angels can help you out through some challenges.
Okay, I have my yoga teacher in here from St. Louis, and she is wanting to know if she can ask a question.
Sure.
Her name is Suzanne. Okay, Suzanne, you can type your question. We're still having chat issues here. Or shall I say switchboard issues? Are Bill and I to move this year? That's her husband.
Okay. I'm seeing the September date. It's like it was supposed to happen last year, but something got in the way. But it will move ahead this year. And they're talking September, maybe October this year.
Okay, into a new home, she's asking?
It's new to her. It's not something she's buying. I mean, building. She's not building it, but it will be new to her. And I am seeing a lot of joy around it. It'll feel like it was built exactly for her, and that's how she'll know it's the right place.
Okay, well, that's really good. So she's going to have a new home, and she's moving. I like that. That's wonderful for her. I know she's been needing to move, and she's been working on her yoga practice, and she is doing wonderful in St. Louis. She's a beautiful yoga teacher, and she works very hard. So thank you for answering her question.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'm going to try one more time and see if my studio will come up. It loaded the front page, but if it doesn't load my switchboard, I won't be able to get to any more people. So we'll just end it.
Okay.
I blew its mind.
She said, "Thank you so much."
Oh, she's very welcome.
Thinking about it, but it's not sure.
Yeah.
I just love technology. That's what happens during Mercury retrograde. It either does what it's supposed to, does, you know, just everything is as it should be. So we'll just see what it does here.
Well, and going with the flow, it's not always the right time. So I try not to push anything. So
absolutely.
It may be that whoever has a question needs to just schedule a longer appointment either with you or one of my peeps.
I have Marilyn in the chat room here. She wants to ask about her dogs.
Okay.
She's got a question about her dogs, and she's typing.
Okay.
April 9th is Mercury retrograde, right, Morgan?
Right. Right.
Okay, Suzanne was asking. Yes, Suzanne, it's April 9th. She has six dogs and wants to move soon. Will they all go with her? Marilyn.
No.
I'm hearing five will go, one won't.
Five will go, one won't. Okay. All right, Marilyn. Five will go and one won't. So we're going to go ahead and end the show because we're having technical difficulty. Oh, wait, it's coming back up. Okay. So we're back on again. That's good. We got the switchboard here. I'm going to go ahead and bring Marilyn on because I think this is her here so she can talk to you, and then we'll just move on.
Okay.
Marilyn, are you here? It's going around in a circle. It's thinking about it. She said, thank you. See if we can get her on the line here. It looks like we had two more after that one. So I'll try one more time with Marilyn. Marilyn, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Aha.
Okay.
Hi, Marilyn.
So was that all you wanted to know? Yep. You asked your question about the dogs.
I was just wondering, out of the six dogs, do you know which one isn't going with me?
I think it's the one that has most of the white.
Has a lot of white?
Yeah. Do you have a dog that's all white or mostly white?
I have one that has a lot of, well, she's tan and white.
Okay.
And then I have a black and white one that's got kind of brindle on it. And then I have a brown one.
No, it's the first one you mentioned.
A brown and white one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she's not very old. I was kind of concerned about, I have two old dogs, one 11 and one approximately 9.
Yeah, they're a little more spry than they let on.
Oh, they're
not
more
ready to go
than
yet.
They let on.
They're not ready to go yet. There's some
okay.
reason about the other one, but I don't get it, the bad reason as
okay.
to why it's not going to go.
All right.
It almost feels like you're going to have an opportunity to, someone's going to fall in love with it and want it.
Okay, somebody's going to fall in love with it and want her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to
okay.
feel that it's better for her.
Okay. All right. Hmm. Okay, because this one that where you're talking about and my one black and white one, they have a tendency of fighting.
Okay.
And we have to rotate them all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that may be part of the thing. So keep yourself open to somebody that's going to say, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing in the world. I want this dog. Can I have it?
Okay.
And it's going to feel like a match made in heaven.
Okay. And will we move this year?
It's kind of muddy about this year. I'm not
okay.
real sure.
It is muddy outside right now.
Is it? Okay, that's maybe the way to say it. It doesn't really, it feels like maybe, maybe not. A lot of it depends on your manifestation.
Okay.
So, yeah, work with your creative visualization with that.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
We have two more callers that are on here, so we'll get to them real quick, and then I'll end the show. It normally ends at 12, and then I had some difficulty. Thank you for hanging in there with me, Morgana.
Oh, no problem. Glad to help out.
I really appreciate it. Area code 707, you're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you ladies today?
Good.
Doing well.
How can we help you?
Hi, I'd like to know if there will there be love by summer or June.
What's your first name, honey?
Valerie.
Valerie.
Yes.
Well, they want to give you a smart mouth answer. There's love if there's love in your heart. Because a lot of people, they're looking for love outside of themselves, and they said the more that you become the love, it will attract it. And they just said June to answer your question.
They said what?
Someone, June.
Yeah.
June. So you need to, someone will be dancing into your life by June. So if you're not out there dancing, you need to get out there dancing.
Oh,
dance has something
sure.
to do with how you're going to meet that person.
Okay. Anything else you can tell me?
It's really one of these catch 22 things, because they're saying that if you you need to not be looking for it, to allow it to flow and to just continue to love yourself and have a good time and not really care, at the same time knowing that it's coming. So have that
okay.
sense of expectation that wonderful things are getting ready to happen, but they don't want to give you any more information than that. I'm seeing a little flash, but they said don't tell her anymore, because then she's going to get caught into looking for, oh, does the person look like this? And then you're going to get fixated. And
okay.
they want you fixated only on yourself. Get
and
a
fun.
Rose quartz and start. Rose quartz is about self-love. And you
yes,
need
I
to just
one.
Do the things you love. Carry it with you at all times.
Sounds
just
good.
Start having fun.
Sounds like a winner.
All right.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Thank
blessings.
You.
We have one more caller, and then we're going to end the show. Thank you for being patient with us, everybody, and thank you, Morgana. Area code 201, you're our last caller. You're on the line with Morgana and Amanda. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? Thank you both for sticking around for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What's your first name, honey?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, and what's your question?
Well, I just, my question is more from the same as your a couple of other callers. Do you see us staying in the area? My husband's been consulting for the past year, and his contract is going to be ending soon.
Right.
You know, he's the main breadwinner. We've lived in this house for about 11 or 12 years, but our youngest son is graduating from high school. So I guess two of my concerns are, one, will we be able to afford to stay here? And two, will my husband get more of a permanent job? And would it be in the area?
I definitely see a job, but I don't see it in the area. Well, I don't know what area you are. They said it's going to be out west.
Okay.
So I don't know the area codes, but so you're there. It's like when they're talking out west, they're talking like from Nevada to California.
Okay.
And I'm hearing fresh start, and I see you selling that house. I can see you getting out of the house and making a whole new beginning. You may stay while your son's finishing graduating, but
mm-hmm.
when he's gone, you'll sell the house and you'll be out of there.
Okay.
And they
so
said
I
it's a breath
doing
of fresh
my
air. Pardon?
Go ahead. No, I said I should continue doing my paint touch-ups.
Yeah, that's no biggie. That's not really a biggie because people, whoever buys it, is going to come in and do their own thing.
Right.
It's going to be really good, really, really good. And I'm getting that he's going to get an answer very soon in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, terrific. Well, thank you very
yep.
much.
Oh,
that's
you're welcome.
Honey.
You.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Morgana,
thank you.
For hanging in there with me. We had a wonderful show.
Oh,
I appreciate
welcome.
You coming on.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, and we will do it again sometime. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Amanda.
Right. Thank you. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Morgana Starr. You can check her out at morganastarr.com. You can check me out, Amanda Dowell, with one L, psychic-healer.com. And we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next Monday.